every situation that we have gone through as believers. We know that God brought us out. We know that God is going to bring us out. We know without a shadow of a doubt that he is who he say he is. And he's going to do what he say he's going to do. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't by yourself. Trust me. You ain't by yourself. Many, many of us. There's many, many soldiers on the battlefield for the Lord. And everybody ain't going haywire because they're going through. They're waiting on God because their strength is being renewed. They're, I don't know what it means, as eagles. Come on here. They running and they will not get weary. I will not get tired on this journey. I will not get tired on this journey. I will not get tired on this journey. Come on. And they people saying you need to be honest. You need to be true. Come on. Okay, if the scripture is telling me he's renewing me, why am I giving in to what the enemy is doing? I'm not saying it don't come. I'm not saying obstacles don't come. We're going to have some days. We're going to have some time. Yes. But guess what? It does not outweigh what the word has said. Come on. It's greater than he that's in you, than he that's in the world. Come on. His word is in you. Oh, my God. His self is in you. His self is in you. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back when God created man. When God created man from the dust of the ground, the Bible says, not me or you or a novel or something you read, a story. The Bible said he took dust from the ground and he made man. After he made man, the Bible says he blew the breath. Oh, my God, help me in here. Good God, today he blew the breath into man and man became a living soul. So what he did was, okay, look back up. He said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And that's when he made man and he blew the breath into man and man became a living soul. So what he did was he blew himself. Oh, my God. Come on, y'all. That thing should hit your spirit. He blew himself into us already. Then when we came to the knowledge to recognize that we had something in us, we had to receive what was in us. That was good right there. My God. He blew the breath. Oh, somebody about to jump up from their desk. You better sit down. Sit down. Somebody about to jump up in their living room. You okay because you're at home. He blew his very self into us and we became a living soul. My God. So when we come to realize what was on the inside, that's why he said greater than he that's in you, than he that's in the world. So because he know who he is and he know what he had put in us from the beginning. Come on. So let's go over here to Peter. I know I'm just jumping and running here, but let's go over here to Peter because he says, Simon, Satan decided to sift you as wheat. He said, but I pray for you. You know why? Because what he had blew into us. That's why Satan decided to sift you. That's why you got to wait upon the Lord. That's why he got to renew your strength. Because he put something down on the inside of us. Come on here. It's more valuable than the world. It's more valuable in letting the enemy take you and make you run rampant and make you think nobody in you. Oh, my God. What's in you is very valuable. And we have this hidden treasure in earthly vessels. It's something great about you. Don't care what people say. It's something great in you. Come on here. Is anything good can come out of whatever? Yes. Because guess what? What's in me is greater than anything else. That's him. That's himself. That's the word. That's the word in me. Hallelujah. And the more I eat of him, the more I become like him, the more I read of him, the more I become to do things like him, and the more I spend time with him. Come, Jesus, the more I spend time with him, I become to look like him. I become to look just like him. Come on, this Rich in the church used to sing a song. I want to be just like him. I want to be just like him. See, did y'all remember something? I want to be just like him. When he come, oh, he's coming on the cloud. Every eye shall see him. I want to be just like him when he come. Come on. We got to be just like him. So they can say you're too holy and thou. I'm just like Jesus. Because he said, be ye holy for I am holy. Come on. You can say that you too deep. Well, he told me to launch out into the deep. I'm just following what I was told to do through the word of God. So you can't let people begin to say things to you and don't respond back through the word. That's how you respond back through the word. Don't respond back to them negative. Respond back with the word. Jesus never responded out of his feelings when they came up on him. He never responded out of his feelings. They really didn't know who Jesus was. So people don't even know. People don't even know you in their midst and God got you covered. They really don't know who you are. Ooh. They was looking for Jesus and the word was all around them. People don't know. I'm going to say it again. They don't know who you are in the midst of them. They don't know what they have. Because guess what? You have the logo. You have the breath. You have the written word in you. Oh, my God. And when the written word speaks, it brings results. People just don't know. I'm going to say it again, Evangelist Mara. People just don't know who they have and they miss when you walk in. People just don't know, Shirley, when you walk in. People just don't know, Evangelist Harvey. They don't know, Prophetess Gather, Evangelist Mitchell. They really don't know. Sister McClary, they really don't know who is in the midst of them. This ain't just an ordinary person. You're in the midst, and God is getting ready to do something. He allowed you to walk in there. Have you ever walked in a situation or a place, and it seemed like it ain't nothing happening, but when you come in, things look like it's the whole atmosphere changed. Why? Because Jesus himself helped walk in through you. Uh-oh. Again, it's come from waiting on God. Again, this is coming and mounting up with wings like an eagle. This again, this will make a run and not be weary. Come on. You're getting ready to walk and you're not getting ready to faint. Come on. God is getting ready to do something because he's with you. He's with you. Come on. God is with you. And he's giving you the strength. He's giving you the peace. Come on here to overcome. It's no time to faint now. It's no time to faint. I said it Sunday morning. I said it again today. You can't afford to let other people cause you to drown. You may know how to swim. You can't afford to let nobody keep pulling on you because they're panicking or because of what they're going through. And you're in the deep and they're trying to hold you down. I said it Sunday morning. I said it Sunday evening. It's Sunday evening service. And I'm saying it again now. You got to let things go. If people don't want to go, if it ain't dealing with the word, you got to let it go. If they're not trying to make a change, they're not trying to make a change. They're coming up with excuses. They want to stay in the shadow. Let them stay there. Because Jesus said this. Now, if he don't strive with you, what am I going to do with it? He said, my spirit don't strive with man always. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. People have hardened their hearts. They're not trying to make a change. And I'm not throwing off on nobody. They're not trying to make a change. Because if you're in a situation and you know that you're not getting any better and you keep saying, well, I'm going to stay, you want to stay there. Jesus asked, oh, my God, here we go again, y'all. Jesus asked the man that was at the pool, what, for 38 years or something like that? Yes, he was there. Jesus asked the man, he said, will thou be made whole? Oh, my God. When you got the word and you've been waiting on God and you don't mount up with wings like an eagle, you get ready to run and you're not going to be weary, you don't need nothing holding you back. Jesus asked the man, "Will thou be made whole?" And what he said, he replied back, "I have nobody to put me in the water. You can't wait on folks because they'll cause you to drown when you out in them deep. I have nobody to put me in the water. Every time the water's trouble, I have nobody to put me there." Oh, my God. My time is coming to open up these phone lines. Come on. I'm going to open up these phone lines and I'm going to still be talking to you. Praise our God. We opened up the phone lines for prayer. We opened up the phone lines for the church and agree with you. Praise our God. We opened up phone lines to let you know God is still with you. You get ready to mount up with wings as eagles. You get ready to run and not be weary. You get ready to walk and not faint. When God is with you, you don't have to worry. The phone lines is opening right now. Error code 321-632-1000. You can call in for prayer. You can call in for salvation if you need to be saved. He's there with you. He's waiting on you to come to him. God is waiting there for you. Again, you got something great on the inside of you because he blew the breath of life in you and man became a living soul. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, prophetess. The number is up on the screen. Those of you that can see it, it's up on the screen. And you may be able to call in for prayer right now. You may be able to call in and say, "Apostle, I need you to stretch and agree with me on circumstances and situations. And I know that the word of God remains the same and it will bring it to pass." While you're waiting on God, he's going to renew your strength. Come on. Carla, you're on the prayer line.
Hello?
Carla, you're on the prayer line.
Yes, I would like you to touch and agree with me for God to open up a way for me to, for provision.
Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. This caller have called in, and Father, you said, "In all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will direct a path, Lord God." We thank you now, God, for this provision. We thank you for the way being made right now. We thank you now, God, that every door that she have gone in will open. God, every door that need to be closed will be closed, Father. And we thank you for provision right now, clarity right now, Father. Order her steps, God, and she shall walk therein. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank
I believe
you.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Hallelujah. This is what I'm saying. Call us. You may call in right now. And we believe God is going to make a way for her. We believe that God is going to open the door and give her what she needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he will do it. He can do it. He have done it. And he will do it over and over again. Praise our God. Again, the phone lines are open for you. If you need to call in, touch and agree with prayer, as such as this caller just did, amen, we will be here to pray for you, listen to you, and take your prayer request. Come on, hallelujah, and pray for you. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever you need, God's got it. All right, again, you have the great I am on the inside of you. You have his self. You have his breath in you, and you can do it. You can overcome. You can come through what the enemy is trying to throw against you. Because guess what? The enemy is not greater than God. The power is greater. The power of God is greater than the enemy. So therefore, we can't faint. Therefore, we can't give up. Therefore, we can't give out. Therefore, we can't give in. Even though sometimes you may say, "Apostle, the enemy is throwing so much at me and it seems like I'm about to over." No, you're not about to overcome. You're not about to overfall from what the enemy is doing. You're not finna fall to prey. Yeah, you're about to overcome because guess what? The power of God is in you. Again, greater he that's in you than he that's in the world. I've got greatness in me so I can come through this. And then guess what? It ain't bad as it is. Seem to be, because he said he won't put no more on you. So he ain't going to lie Satan to do no more to you to overthrow you and take you out. Praise God. Hallelujah to God. This is good news, good news. Again, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, all you got to do is confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, "Thou shall be saved." Just as simple as that. Praise our God. Come on, anybody, call in, call in. We're right here. Amen. We're right here. We're touching agree with you. We'll pray for you. Hallelujah. And it will happen. My goodness, it will happen. It shall happen. Oh, praise God. God bless you for your thumbs up. Thank you. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is still on the throne. and he's waiting, as we have said in this in Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall, is a guarantee. He's going to renew your strength. He's going to renew your strength. Hallelujah. The enemy trying to make you feel weak. The enemy trying to bombard you with stuff. But he's going to renew your strength. Come on. So guess what? You're getting ready to soar like an eagle. You're getting ready to soar above that. Praise our God. You're getting ready to run. You keep continue to run and not be weary. Come on here. You're getting ready to walk through this and you're not going to faint. Come on here. Why? Because you got the great I am on the inside. You got the word on the inside. You got his breath breathing through you on the inside. Praise our God. So why not launch out into the deep? Come on. Hallelujah. Why not? Because finally, brethren, now you can be strong because you done been through it and God done renewed you. Come on. Now you can be strong. Come on. Hallelujah. All you got to do is trust in the Lord. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he's going to do what? Direct your path. Direct your path. Come on. Hallelujah. Callers, we're waiting on you. We're waiting on you. Hallelujah. We're waiting on you, young man. You may be listening to me under the sound of my voice on this radio station. Hallelujah. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial and the other stations. You may just tune in, and you may say, well, I'm just tuning in, and I don't know what's going on. I'm talking about waiting on God. I'm talking about if you wait on him, and he'll be right there. I'm talking about he'll renew your strength. Come on here. I'm talking about you'll mount up with wings as eagles. You'll be able to run and not be weary. You'll be able to walk and not faint. Come on. Hallelujah. And I'm offering you Jesus Christ. You see, I don't know him. I don't know what to do. Again, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And you say, well, I don't know what number to call. Here again, though you might not have it right there before you. That number is error code 321-632-1000. It's about time for your miracle. It's about time for your miracle. Miracles happening when you believe. Miracles happen when you walk in the word. Miracles happen when you trust in God. Hallelujah. Again, the phone lines are open. We're waiting your calls. The engineer's waiting to connect you with me. Hallelujah. And I'm waiting for the engineer to connect me with you. Praise our God. Those of you that's on Cypress audience, thank you. Those of you that's on Cypress audience, you feel free to call in too. Amen. For prayer. Any two touch and agree. Any two touch and agree. Any two touch and agree. It shall be done. Praise our God. It's going to happen. Why? Because we believe God. We believe God and we take him at his word. His word is his bond. His word will go out, but it will not return unto him, boy. His word will accomplish what he sent it out to do. His word will come alive when we begin to operate in it. Praise our God. When we begin to put it into the atmosphere. Come on. You got to put his word into the atmosphere. It's got to connect. It's got to be voice activated. Come on. Hallelujah. Into the atmosphere to do what? To conquer. To do what he sent it out to do. Praise our God. And it's not going to return it to him, boy. God is not going to let you be made ashamed. Why? Because his word is upon him. His word is upon what he sent it out to do. And it has to return back to him. Hallelujah. It has to return back to him. Praise our God. So as he did when he was in heaven, he said, Father, prepare me a body that I may go down and what? And redeem man back to you. Praise our God. So he came down, hallelujah, to 42 generations, and he redeemed man. I was one of them. He redeemed you. You was one of them. He redeemed several. We were one of them. Now, come on. Now, what he has done, he has did his work. And the Bible says he's sitting on the right hand. Come on here, other Father, make an intercession for you and I. Come on. Hallelujah. So guess what? You have no excuse. Come on to Jesus. You have no excuse. Come on. That situation you in, it ain't too hard to come out of. He'll bring you out. He'll bring you out. That situation you're facing, it ain't too hard. He'll solve it, and he'll give you peace through it. Why don't what you say about it? Call in. What you say about it? Call in, young man. What you say about it, young lady? Call in. Hallelujah. What you say about it, middle-aged man, middle-aged woman? Call in. You're never too old. Come on here to accept Jesus Christ if you haven't in your life. Come on. That'd be the best thing that ever happened to you when you accept him as your personal Savior. When you come to him, hallelujah. When you cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you, praise our God. There's nothing like it. It's peace. There's joy. I'm not telling you when you come over here, everything going to be peaches and cream and smooth. I'm not telling you, oh, you're not going to have no more problems when you come over here. It's just begun. It's just begun. But guess what? You got help. You got somebody to see you through. You got somebody to bring you out of it. Right now, you ain't got nobody to bring you out of it. But you got help over here on this side. Help, Lord. Come on. That's what Peter said. Help, Lord. And when he was saying, God bless you, Miss Lynn. Praise God for your watching. Thank God for you tuning in. Hallelujah. Where you been? I've been missing you. Praise our God. God wants to bring you through. God wants to bring you out. God wants to deliver you. God wants to set you free. Come on. Hallelujah. His word is powerful all by itself. He don't need no help. Again, remember I said earlier when he was hanging on the cross, he could have called in 10,000 hosts of angels if he wanted to, but he decided not to. He decided to go through it. Come on. They would have been at his beck and call. Come on. It might be a little comical what I'm going to say. It might have been a clap on, clap off, clap moment then. That's where they got it from, because only God had to do is what? Speak one thing. Breathe one word out of his mouth. One breath of his word. Change things. Change the situation. What you say about it today? Come on. We got a few more minutes. We got just a few more minutes for the callers that will call in and say, Apostle, please pray with me. Pray for me. We got a few more minutes. Just a few more minutes for callers to reach out and say, I need you to pray for me. I want you to touch and agree with me. And I believe everything is going to be well when I go through this prayer. I believe everything will be well when I come and give my life to Christ. I believe this. I believe this. It happened to me, and I believe it happened to you. God will keep you in the midst of it. You won't break up. You won't break out. You'll break through. Come on here. Come on. You won't give up, but you'll come on and you'll walk on through this. Come on. Hallelujah. He can do it. Again, the number is on the screen. If you can see it, those of you that are watching and you want to know what the number is, call in. Area code 321-632-1000. This is the call of the prayer line. This is called the prayer line. Not the call of the complaint line. This is called the prayer line. This is called help line. Help me, God. Help me right now. I touch and agree with you. You say, well, Pastor, I don't want to call in. I don't want my voice over the air. I don't want nobody to know who I am. See, this is what's wrong now. We got to keep you. We got to come out of that being silent. We got to come out of that being silent. Don't want nobody to know I'm going through this. Come on, because the Bible says, when thou art converted, strengthen thy brother. Come on. So this is what is happening. You got to put it into the atmosphere. You can't stay silent, because if you stay silent, the enemy is going to kill you. Come on. He's going to do what he's going to do. Steal, kill, and destroy. You're staying silent. You're not crying out for help. You're not reaching out for help. You try to do it on your own. But they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I'm too far in the deep now. I'm too far in the deep. I done lunched out. Come on. Nevertheless, at thy word, O Lord, I'm out here. 2 minutes. 2 minutes for the callers. 2 minutes, callers. You got 2 minutes to call in. Come on. Pick up the phone line. Pick up the phone line. When I'm not here, and you probably hear the broadcast, and I open up the lines and I'm not here, the phone be ringing off the hook. But today I'm live in the studio, right now, live in person, waiting for your call, that I may be able to touch and agree with you and put it in the voice activate into the atmosphere and let the enemy know that any two touch and agree, he's in the midst with us. Come on, you may be watching on Cyber's audience, and you may say, Apostle, pray for me. I want you to pray for me, Salah. I want you to pray for me. Come on, yes, I'll pray for you, but you can call in these last few minutes that we have, and we'll touch and agree with you, and we'll pray for you. Praise our God. Praise our God. Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that are on. We thank you for those that have called, that caller have called in. We pray all over prayer for them right now, that you touch right now. You meet every need, God, according to your word, Father. For you said, come boldly, and we can make our requests known unto you, Father. And we thank you now that every need will be met, God, concerning this caller that has already called in again, Father. We pray the prayer of thanksgiving right now over her right now, God, that every situation, every door be open, Lord, that she need to bring her into the right place of contact with people, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. and those that are on watching on Cypress Audience, do it as the will for them, Father. Right now, we come in agreement. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I believe it's done. I won't worry about it. Caller, that's it for the caller on this time, for this time, Monday. Callers, there's no more calling in. So if you call in and we won't be able to answer now because it's over with for that time. The timing of God, you have to move in the timing that has been given to us. My time is getting down here that I've got to get up out of here. Praise God with God. But it's been a pleasure and a privilege to be with you for this 1 hour from 9 to 10. Praise our God. It's been a privilege and an honor to have every one of you that have come on. Praise our God again. Some of you have been on, and you hadn't been on for a while. I missed you, but now you're back on. Thank God for you, you and you. Again, if you want to reach us, you will hear at the end of the broadcast how to reach us. Amen. Want to be in our services, you will hear at the end of the broadcast how to be in our services, what time our services are going on. I mean, I'm enjoying this route. 2 minutes. I got 2 minutes now. Now I got 2 minutes left. I got to get on up out of here. Praise our God. Again, thank God for all of you from far and near. Thank you so much. God bless you. We love you. Hope to see you pretty soon. Sister Lee and Pete, we hope to meet in person. Praise our God. I tell you, I enjoy when you come on and be on with us. And thank you for sharing. Amen. Words of comments. Thank you. Thank you so much. And to all of the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple members that's on, thank you, Cypress Audience members. Thank you as well. Thank you as well. We'll be back on Friday, the Lord's will. Same station, same thing. Amen. Hallelujah. We want you to prepare your hearts for February revival. I have more information with that coming on. That's going to be at the Power of Faith Healer and Deliverance Temple. February, we're going to be in 1 week. 1 minute left. I got to hurry up. We're going to be in 1 week, the second week, the 10th through the 14th, I believe it is. We're going to be in a powerful packed revival. Got a guest speaker coming in all the way down from Miami Way. So I will let you know more and more about that. Praise our God. All right. Let's be in prayer for the families, those bereavement families, the Danger family, Mother Danger and Deacon Danger in the passing of their daughter. Amen. And Sister Rose, let's be in prayer for these families. They will have them on the 1st of February. That's a Saturday. I'll give them more information about this. Amen. So let's be in prayer for them. My time is coming gone. Be blessed. Hold your head up high. Until what? Friday morning. Same station. Same time. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith, Healing, and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, Pastor and Founder.